Gentlemen, I guess you don't know when to stop because you're up to season 7 now of Old Kentucky Tales. Did you envision the podcast would be this long lasting when you started out?
I thought it would be indefinite, actually. I just we didn't have 2 seasons in mind or 4 seasons in mind, so we keep finding things somehow or another.
I thought we would do 6 seasons in a movie.
To wrap up all the storylines?
Yeah, to tie up all the loose ends.
Yeah, and then the movie comes along 5 years after the end of the podcast, right? It's the reunion.
Sure.
Well, normally by this point, the shows start to really just get horrible, boring, and parodies of themselves.
We do have an episode about shark jumping this season, right?
Yeah, we're getting there. But it was boring and terrible at the beginning, so maybe it's getting better.
As your producer, I would advise you to not say things like that.
Producer doesn't get to talk.
That might actually change, though, next season. We've discussed that a little, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, so we do have a change coming up for next season.
I quit.
So the next season is we're going to add a third voice. I'm going to get a microphone and be like the third wheel, I guess, of the season.
So you're going to go from sound engineer to third wheel, and then you're going to leave the podcast to form your own as a new star, right?
That's exactly. Yeah, we're going to have a spinoff podcast.
You said that 4 of these 10 episodes coming up were pre-COVID, and then the last 6 were after COVID?
Yeah, that explains how we have guests in the first 2 episodes, because they were there in the studio with us and nothing was wrong. And then all of a sudden, the entire world turned upside down. So then the rest of them, we just said, okay, maybe we won't have guests and we'll actually record with masks on. And so if you hear a bunch of garbled talk in the remaining part of the season, then it's completely explained away. COVID is actually the ultimate excuse for everything. So we take no responsibility for how horrible this season is.
Right. Yeah, that's true, and everybody gives some grace on everything that way.
Do you want to give a hint or preview about some of the stories listeners can expect to hear during this season?
Yeah, we've got one on Simon Kenton. So normally we don't dip that far back into Kentucky history because the sources get a little hard to find and everything. We've got a little-known Abe Lincoln story, so we found yet another one of those. You'd think we'd really run out of Abe Lincoln stuff, but we just never seem to run out of it.
They write a lot of books on that guy.
I guess that's it. When you're the number one or number two president, you get a little bit of spotlight.
But he waited till the last minute to write that speech. That's not good.
We've got one kind of special segment this season we've never done before. And they were real government driving tips from the mid-20th century.
Yeah.
And they're really amazing, right? It's all the same stuff that you get mad at people about today, and they're still not doing it, so I guess the tips didn't help. Let's see, we got stuff about soda jerks. We've got an episode about how cottage cheese saved the world twice, 2 different times, 2 different occasions. So we've got a little bit of everything in there.
So we're not running out of ideas.
Nope, cottage cheese kept the wheels turning for us.
We're just running out of good ideas.
Yeah. Foods are always better to talk about. People love to listen and talk about foods.
Yeah, they're good. We did a World War II slang episode. It's fun.
Slang, yeah.
It's tickety-boo, we should say.
Do people stop you walking to work or in the grocery store back when we used to be able to go to the grocery store and say, oh, I love the podcast. Have you found any degree of fame from Old Kentucky Tales?
That happens to me every day. And I don't allow people to look me in the eye. So that's always a bit of a problem.
Yeah. See, I didn't expect to get so famous.
Oh, my God.
And now you can't go anywhere. You can't go to the library.
Right.
You can't go to the dry cleaner.
I sneezed and they're like, I know that sneeze. That's the Old Kentucky Tales, dude. That's how he sneezes. And then I run out of the room.
Yeah. It's pretty brutal, actually.
I don't think I've had anybody ever mention it to me once.
Every once in a while we do.
Someone we work with will go, oh, yeah, I heard you on the radio.
We've done that. We've got some fan mail from Pennsylvania before.
Yeah, but I'm not bumping into those people.
Well, no, they were too far away.
Yeah.
We're really big in Pennsylvania.
The difference between sometimes a good and a bad podcast is your sound engineer. It's somebody who can make it sound professional, put all of those elements in. And Todd obviously provides a lot of that for you. So do you bribe him with money? How do you keep him around? Is it the offer of the third mic that you've been dangling in front of him that allows you to keep him on the show?
Yeah, that's correct. Did it for the first six seasons. He kept begging and begging. And so finally, we're going to relent next season on that one.
Yeah, it's the carrot and the stick. So what happens, though, is so they'll have a guest or they'll be having their conversation about the main event, the main topic of the podcast. And they'll kind of go down a path or a road that I'll have like this thought on. And I can share that with them through the headset. But nobody in podcast land is hearing my voice on it. And when I talk to them, it's like we're in a conversation. So they're pausing sort of while I'm saying something, which I know doesn't really translate that well to the podcast listener. So I don't know. It's like if I'm going to comment on it, at least everybody should be in on it kind of thing. So we just thought, well, let's just go ahead and add that third mic. You know, I'll kind of get in there and add my two cents.
I know this answer may vary wildly from episode to episode, but a lot of people have a lot of interest in podcasts now. I think the lockdown and the pandemic has probably actually increased listening. And I just wonder, as a consumer of podcasts, how long does it take to put one of these in the can?
Yeah, that's interesting. So it starts with the research phase. Because it's history stuff, it doesn't have to be super current. Well, you know, we don't have to harvest the material and then go in and do it all in 1 week or anything. So I'm normally researching this stuff maybe 6 months in advance, something like that. And then I have a whole pile worth of stuff that I can say, okay, that'll be a good episode. Or I thought maybe that would be a good one, but now I don't really like that anymore. Then we can go into the studio. Then we release it really kind of based on the WKMS schedule when it fits in with you guys. Typically one in the fall, one in the spring.
When we actually record it, when we're down there and you've got that material, and we've got the audio clips, it takes probably an hour to do a 25-minute podcast.
Yeah, and that's just because we talk for 30 minutes.
There's some talking, yeah.
And then we actually record it. We almost always record it straight through.
Yeah, it's kind of live on tape. There's some pausing, a little bit, just yeah. For those audio clips.
So what we do is, and it helps me in my schedule, is when we have the fake history ads or the little segment IDs for the main event and things like that, and even the intro and the outro, I get as much of that prepared in advance as possible, and then we'll do a segment, and then we'll stop. I'll insert that either sound file or sound effect or whatever. And then we'll play that through and then we'll just keep going. So it's almost like a live to tape thing. That way I don't have to sit in the studio and post-produce and cut and paste, so to speak, of segments. And I can just, you know, and by the end of it, I'm just kind of tweaking some things and then I can bounce that file out and I'm done.
Brent and Jason, you have a really good dynamic together. Was that always there before the podcast? Is it something you developed during the podcast?
That's kind of like completely accidental,
like,
right?
A work in progress kind of thing. I mean, I've known you before that, we were both the instructors for like, what, 15 years?
Yeah, way
10,
back.
15 years. So we would see each other in that capacity, like once a year on campus, maybe.
Yeah.
But no, it's not a deliberate thing. I don't know what it is.
It just kind of works out.
It feels more like animosity.
Right. Backstabbing.
Yeah, right. Some evil glares.
Where do you think Kentucky rates among all the states as far as the richness and eccentricity and curiosities in its history?
There was a time Kentucky was supremely important. It was kind of like a California or some state when you think about it. People desired to go there. They dreamed of going there. It's since kind of fallen on hard times. But when you go back and you look, it's definitely a very unique place. You know, I guess every place is unique. But there's some things that you would say only in Kentucky.
Well, we had some governors shot at, or the governor shot someone, or
We have the only governor who was assassinated.
So oh, okay.
That's unique. It's hard to believe nobody else ever killed their governor.
Yeah.
But we did it once.
Okay. I guess that's eccentric.
Yeah.